shot as any. And they, you know, even had a fumble there on the as they tried to possess it. Just didn't work out for Caseville, and Owen Gage is going to take over.
It was a nice kick. Just couldn't get anybody down there to cover it in time. Out of the I formation, fakes to the fullback. Going to go to the left hand, hand off to the left side. Number 34, David Binder, takes it off of the left tackle. We'll pick up about 5 yards on the carry. So off of first and 10, now be a second and 5 to go right on the 50-yard line.
You know, we've mentioned what a good runner Cole Simmons is for Caseville and how hard he runs, but I'll tell you, David Binder's a real deal, too. He's getting it done back there, and he, too, also picks up big chunks of yardage.
Well, 57, Devin Lawrence out there, 75, Derek Harp on the line making some big holes. Handoff on the right side, breaking free, number 11, Jake Wark, got some wheels. We'll take this one to the 50-yard line, the 10-5, and touchdown. As a carry off a left tackle, big hole downfield blocks by the Owen Gage Bulldogs with 11:21 as we just start the third quarter. Now makes the score 40-0. Owen Gage Bulldogs on top of the scoreless Caseville Eagles.
You know, and just as you're calling the number, some of the offensive linemen, they just did it again. They just blew open the hole right there for Jake Warak to run through, and he was just gone.
This line just been doing it. They've been doing a great job out there all night long. 25. Dylan Fritz, I believe, is the center for the Bulldogs. Quick pass over the middle, and I believe that was incomplete.
That's intended for Dan Good.
So Jake Wright took the snap. He just stood up behind center. As soon as he stood up, he had the quick pitch over the top to Good, in and out of the hands of Good, but good defense also there by the Caseville Eagles, knocking the ball out. So the score 40-0 here in the third quarter with 11:21 to go in the third quarter.
That touchdown did more than just give him another 6 points too. That put him in a running clock situation. Once we start back up, that clock's going to keep running, and that's, you know, now.
Once they hit 40 points?
35 points. 35 points.
Yeah.
So now that just gives Caseville a whole nother set of problems to deal with besides the Owen Gage defense.
So things will get moving here. 40-0 the score, 11:21. Running clock will start right after this snap, after this kickoff. So the Bulldogs will be kicking off again to the Caseville Eagles. Well, let's see if Jake Wright, number 16, is going to be doing the kicking here again for the Bulldogs. If he does that same, take it right to the sideline.
I say it's going out of bounds. That's okay. What we've seen by everybody.
No return. We haven't had a return here tonight on a kickoff. About the closest one I think we had over here went to the Caseville Eagles when they fell on the ball.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think Joe Alice was the one who had one of the receivers here for the Caseville Eagles fell on the ball and didn't move it at all. So here we go again. Same play. Chris Newton, number 2, runs back, picks up the ball, turns to run it upfield, hit by about 3 Bulldogs, and a flag.
I think we might have a face mask on that one.
Number 2, the ball carrier, Chris Newton.
So number 2, Chris Newton picked it up. Picked up about 5 yards on the return. He took 3 good hits, and the yellow flag came out.
I thought I saw a face mask on that.
So we'll march it up a few yards, starting at about the 30-yard line. That should give the Caseville Eagles some good field position, which they absolutely need on every possession. So first and 10 for the Caseville Eagles, 11:18 to go here in the third quarter. And we're going to split some receivers out here now for the Caseville Eagles. As again, they put the full offensive package, split it out on the right side.
We have a timeout on the field.
Timeout is going to go to the Owen Gage Bulldogs. On that timeout, we'll take a quick timeout and be right back after this.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram!
Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. You love Thumb Cellular.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Welcome back to Owen Gage High School here at Owendale. We got some score updates for you. Birch Run and Millington, 21-14. Birch Run on top of Millington, 21-14. Harbor Beach and Marlette at the end of the third. Harbor Beach, 42, Marlette, 0. Cass City on top of USA, 34-0. And Deckerville now on top of Peck, 22-14 in the third quarter. So with our action here, Caseville Eagles with the ball. Quick pass out to the right side. Of course, that one's going to go to Simmons. Bulldogs his way over to the right side. We'll pick up about five or six on the pass and carry with 10:20 to go here in the third quarter.
Got another couple updates here. Looks like North Huron's down 38-12 to Kingston. And Vassar scored on Bad Axe with no time left on the clock before the half and are up 34-6.
Wow. So they'll make third and six here for the Caseville Eagles on about the 36-yard line. Eagles break over the ball. Number 15, Zach Gertzenberger, the sophomore quarterback. Two backs in the backfield out of the pro set. Running off the right side. And that goes to Cole Simmons, number 34. Yes, he bulldogs his way for a couple more yards, but they needed more than that. So it's going to be fourth down and about three yards to go.
Yeah, I mean,
well, we know they're going to go for just about everything. Yeah. You just can't kick it away at any point here. Running clock, the clock's going, 9:20. It's not going to stop.
And on this play, they could give it to Simmons again because he's going to get you three
yards. Heck, yeah. So here we go. We're going to run back again out of the pro set. Eight-man action here at Owen Gage with Caseville. Quick pass just over the top. And it's 34. Cole Simmons taking the pass. Breakaway at the 30, the 20, the 10. All the way down and a touchdown. Caseville Eagles on the board with 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Oh, on that run, I saw one of the Owen Gage players. I wasn't sure who it was. I think he was trying to draw a flag, make it look like he got blocked
in the back.
He kind of took a little dive.
That was good.
Yes, heads-up play. A little soccer and football.
Why not try it? But that was a nice little pass there. Zach Gertzenberger dropped back to pass, came out under center, and rolling out to the left side was Cole Simmons, takes the fake handoff, rolls out to the left side, and it was just about like a screen pass off the left tackle. And Gertzenberger just didn't even really pass it. He just kind of topped it over the tackle and right into the hands of Simmons. He shook one defender and turned it into a sprint for the end zone.
He's got some speed for a big guy.
So they'll run it for the extra point, and the snap is fumbled on the line. Caseville Eagles will not pick up anything on the extra point attempt. So 9:02 to go here in the third quarter, 40-6. The Caseville Eagles finally putting some points on the board. And you said, look at how fast that can happen. You know what, two plays, we're right into it. They marched that one all the way down. That was about a 65-yard move in about 2 to 3 plays.
Yep, they got it done quick. And it just doesn't take long. There's so much room out on that field.
So with 9:02 to go in the third quarter, the score 40-6, Owen Gage Bulldogs on top of the Caseville Eagles on the Cruise 102.1 FM Bad Axe Game of the Week. Weather's nice out here. You've still got some time to sneak out and watch. You know, go park the beat truck for a little while and come on over here to the high school. Check out the game tonight. Beautiful night here for Parents' Night.
Yep, it is. It was looking a little bit rough earlier, but
it held on once
again. We've been lucky that way, it seems. Every time we get together to do a game,
sometimes it looks
a little rough, but it always turns out to be pretty nice.
Kind of like us, I guess.
We look a little rough, but we're pretty nice.
We turn out pretty decent, not bad. So here we go, ready to kick it off the Caseville Eagles as they put the ball down on the 40-yard line. And another short kick here, at taken at the 40-yard line. Oh, going to break away. One to beat. 34's got the ball. That's David Binder on the kickoff. We'll return it for a touchdown.
David Binder for the Bulldog touchdown.
Oh, he only had one defender to beat back.